Sylvester Bills Preston, the second, was educated and therefore could read and write beautifully. But his diary was penned in the old script, making it hard to rewrite for historical purposes. His first entry on New Year's Eve, 1869, was penned on his wedding night. The diary ends in 1887. This journal encompasses his daily routine between farming, mining, and going to market. We learned he farmed during the growing season, but winter lured him back into the bowels of the crevices. Hired men would come and go with wages of $15 per month, providing room and board. Winter would also find him cutting cordwood, which he delivered to Dubuque, sometimes traversing over ice and swollen streams. While in town, he'd buy a few meager supplies. June 26, 1875, Breaking Prairie today. March 4, 1876, we buried our sweet little Jess. He mentions his brother-in-law paying for her coffin. She was three. April 26, 1877, took mother to Dubuque. She expects to start for Maryland tomorrow to visit family. His days were spent making things using wood like handles, fence posts, mangers, and wagons. February 10, 1885, thermometer at 30 degrees below zero. 3 days later, he has helped to butcher three hogs. Slowly, the lead petered out. Sadly, he later closed all the manor homes to pasture his animals from danger. The treks to town became more frequent as excess grain, livestock, produce, and dairy products became their livelihood. Entries read market instead of diggings. Sylvester died in 1918, leaving a legacy of three sons to carry on. He was one of the members of the Early Settlers Association. This diary was recopied by Gerda Preston Hartman and her daughter Heidi Lynn. A copy can be found in the center's library.